Well, Adam, pretty much the perfect return for you in Birmingham tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was pretty good start to my season back with Birmingham, and we got a good win as well. Everyone chipped in, which is the main thing. When everyone's firing, I think we can show that we're a pretty solid team from 1-7, and we was up against a strong Edinburgh team tonight, so it's nice to get the first win and the first league meeting.
And pleased to get the call. I mean, nobody likes to replace a rider who's been taken out of the team, but Carl Newman's got fixed up again. But pleased to get the call from your point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't had many meetings on at the minute, so it's good to get a few more in. And I've always got on well with David and Lawrence and everyone involved with Birmingham, so it's definitely nice to be back. And it looked like a better crowd than when I was here a few weeks ago to watch. So hopefully we can keep up this form going into Saturday against Leicester.
And Paco Castagna, 11 points from reserve, had a really good night too, didn't he?
Absolutely. I've known Paco for a few years now, racing abroad, and he's definitely probably one of the strongest reserves in this league. He's I remember him beating me a few times easy. So it's good to have someone like that down at reserve, and I'm sure he's going to be banging in the points every week.
And hopefully, from Birmingham's point of view, this is the first win of the season, the first championship win of the season, and onwards and upwards from here, Adam.
That's the plan, you know. It's a good team spirit, and you know the boys said that even from today, everyone was fired up, and the track was looking good, and there was a pretty good vibe about the place. So to get a big win today was ideal for everyone here, and hopefully we can kick on from this and, you know, make sure we get some more points on the board in the league campaign, because that's the most important competition there is.
And finally, Josh Pickering, let's wish him all the best as well, because it was a very unfortunate way for the evening to end, wasn't it, with his crash?
Yeah, it's never good to see that, and wish him all the best. I hope he's okay, and it's pretty sad way to end the night, and you know, as long as safety comes first, so it's not too bad missing heat 15, as long as he gets it all clear.